someday together.
So how does someone get there? If somebody says to you, what must I do to be saved? What do you tell them, sir?
Believe on the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ and repent from your sins and accept the gift that he's given us.
Okay, is that all?
Sir, son, no, there's a lot. No, seriously.
Can I share it with you? The path to eternal life.
Okay. I'll be quick because my wife wants to go. Go ahead.
Are you going to hearken to Eve more than the gospel?
If you're a brother... I'm going to hearken to my wife because God joined us together.
Yeah, but don't hearken to an Eve. The gospel is more important, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
Christ shed his blood. You had that
Amen.
Right. We must come to him by faith.
Absolutely.
Then you said repent. What does repentance mean?
To turn away from the evil that I've done all my life.
Yes.
And constantly turn to confess.
And turn to God and his ways.
Amen.
And then what must happen? Jesus said in John 3, this must happen for you to see the kingdom of God.
Let's see. The kingdom of God.
You must be...
You must be baptized.
No.
Well, no. You must be...
Baptism is a sign of obedience.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's sanctification, not salvation.
Gospel good news.
Let me think. You must be... You must repent. You must accept.
No.
You have to accept the free gift.
Yeah. You know the Bible nowhere talks about accepting Jesus. Not one verse. You know what the Bible does say? It tells us that God accepts us.
That's true.
Backwards. We don't accept Jesus. We receive his truth. It's the closest you can come.
Receive his truth. You're right.
Right. The Bible says you must be born again.
That's true.
What's born again mean?
Enter into our mother's womb. No, I know.
Sir, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because it's not funny, but it is funny because I'm in Christ. I have the joy. I have the joy of the Holy Spirit. I have joy of life that God's given us. If I wasn't a believer, life would be difficult, painful, and with no purpose. But I have a purpose.
You know what the joy is?
Joy of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, you know what it is? In the Scriptures, according to Scriptures.
Let's see.
It's not laughing and jocularity. The joy of the Spirit is inner calm and peace.
True, Kara. But Jesus laughed.
Where?
He laughed because
Where do you read about Jesus laughing and joking?
If you read what he wrote and what he said, I know he didn't write. If you know that he was telling jokes, he said
The Bible tells us that foolish talking and jesting should not once be named among the saints.
Okay, let me ask you something. Do you put a candle under a bushel? No, that's silly.
That's not laughing.
That is silly.
The Bible tells us foolish talking and jesting should not once be named among the saints.
Have I been talking foolishness?
You're laughing, and you just said Jesus tells jokes.
Am I not allowed to have joy in the Holy Spirit?
Brother, he just said Jesus tells jokes or told jokes.
But he had a sense of humor.
He did. Bible verse tells us that?
Hey, well, for instance, I just gave the example. He said, don't put a light under a bushel. That's silliness. That's a joke. That's humor.
No, and that's a parable of practicality.
That's
right.
Can
I go back to something you just
said?
No,
you can't because I got to go, brother.
You know what? You just said joy is on the outside. If you ever study the Word of God, it's inner joy.
That's right.
And foolishness is on the outside.
That's true. I agree with you.
No, you don't.